And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. In Alberta, the health minister is finally saying what shouldn't really need saying, and that's that a baby who survives a botched abortion is in fact a human being. Adriana LaGrange, a Catholic mother of seven, told a Christian leadership summit that any child who survives birth deserves respect, and she's ordering Alberta Health Services to review its policies. And in Iowa, lawmakers took a more decisive approach. The legislature has passed a bill banning mail-order abortion pills, requiring an in-person visit before a woman is prescribed them. It now heads to Governor Kim Reynolds, who is expected to sign. Mail-order pills are the engine of the abortion industry right now, as we've been talking about quite a bit lately. Planned Parenthood just bragged about committing a record 434,000 abortions in the last year, 8% more than the year before in Iowa. Just put a wrench in their machine. In Arizona, the state Senate passed a bill that requires public schools to teach students how babies actually develop in the womb. Age-appropriate and factual, with no politics involved, just biology. The catch? Well, it heads to the desk of a pro-abortion Democrat governor, Katie Hobbs, who will almost certainly veto it. Yeah, I guess that is just going way too far in one direction. You know, with the truth and whatnot. Out in California, the absurdity of letting boys compete against girls has just hit a new low. A.B. Hernandez, a male senior at a high school, swept the girls' jumping events at the CIF Southern Section preliminaries, winning the triple jump by several feet and beating the nearest actual girl in the long jump by more than a foot. And AOC is at it again, this time trying to recruit the founding fathers into the socialist movement. In a video recently posted to her followers, she claimed the American Revolution was, in her words, against the billionaires of their time. Now, a quick history reminder for the Congresswoman: George Washington was one of the wealthiest landowners in Virginia, and John Hancock was one of the richest men in the colonies, which is why his name is the biggest signature on the Declaration. The founders pledged their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honor because they had fortunes to pledge. The American Revolution wasn't a workers' uprising against rich people. It was a war for self-government against a king. But when your worldview is Marxism, every historical event has to be made to fit into that worldview. And finally, GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen offered to buy eBay recently for $45 billion. Asked how he would pay for it, he joked that he's auctioning items on eBay to raise the cash. eBay promptly suspended his account. They've since reinstated it, but they clearly show they have zero sense of humor. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.